Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is February 11th, 2020, and you're now listening to the Queen Quemo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. What's up, y'all? What the fuck is up? I hope everybody been having a wonderful week, wonderful year. I just hope, you know, that everybody is doing well out there, that y'all still been tuning in to the Queen Quemo podcast, and I've been checking my analytics so that I know that y'all have been. So, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to me during the week. Like, I could not even post the episode, and I'm getting people checking out old episodes all the time. So thank y'all for listening to the Queen Quemo podcast. I really appreciate y'all. Continue to tell your mama, daddy, granddaddy, and everybody to listen to my show, and thank y'all. You know, really, thank y'all. I know I haven't been posting as much as I normally have, like, in the beginning. And it's because I'm a lot more busy now. Like, you know, man, my schedule has been crazy. And I'm not going to complain. Like, it's nothing bad. It's something good. You know, I'm working. I got, like, 2 jobs. I'm getting all of these things together for my business. And I want to also thank everybody who's been shopping with Queen Quemo Hair Care. Y'all have really help me get some things in the works on my end and, like, develop more and more products. I've been able to, like, really take all of the feedback that I've been giving from doing customer reviews and just constantly, like, just keep pushing and making good products. So thank y'all. Like, y'all really have been amazing, like, for supporting me, constantly shopping with me, telling me what y'all like, you know. Tell me even things that y'all don't like or things that y'all expect to see in the future. So just know that I've been, like, really investing a lot of time, energy, and money into making the best products that I possibly can. So, like, now I'm just, my goal is to just give you guys more. So thank you. So if you haven't done so already and you want to buy my products, you can get my products from queenquemo.com. That's my website. You can scroll on my website, you can search and get a little bit of information about the products and what they do, and you can purchase. And if you have more questions about the products or you want more tips and just want to get, like, updates and shit like that, be sure to subscribe to the website and also to be sure to follow my Facebook page and my Instagram page, and they're both called Queen Quemo Hair Care, okay? So, thank y'all, man. And, oh, shout out to my retailers, too. So, shout out to House of Beauty Miss Cutie. That's in Indianapolis, Indiana, on the east side of town, and Washington Square Mall. So, if you're looking for an all-black beauty supply to shop at, that's where you can go. And when you get there, ask about Queen Quemo Hair Care products. They've been supporting me for a while. They've been selling my products. And they have a lot of other dope products in there as well. So they got the wigs that you need, brushes that you need, gels that you need. You need a little outfit. You need some accessories to go with your outfit. Check out House of Beauty Miss Cutie, located on the east side of town of Indianapolis at the Washington Square Mall. So, yeah. Now that I got that out the way, today I want to talk about the broom challenge. And, you know, I don't have an issue with the broom challenge. You know, I thought it was pretty cool, but I already kind of knew about that way before now. Somebody told me this a long time ago about the broom challenge. You know, it wasn't called that then because it was like when I was younger, something about the broom. But basically, you know, I don't know why the broom is standing up. I really haven't got into it. I didn't really care to look it up, but I know it has something to do possibly with astrology, something to do with the planets lining up, something to do with the energy, something to do with the planets. I feel like something to do with gravity or something, you know. But anyways, seeing the broom challenge made me really like start digging, of course, into a more spiritual side, because brooms have always been associated with witches. And I never understood why witches carry brooms. So I started doing research. Y'all know me, I overthink every fucking thing. So I started doing research about the brooms and witches carrying brooms. And I started really fucking thinking a couple of things, you know. Number one, what is the brooms used for? So apparently in Wicca, which is associated with witches, in Wicca, the broom is used for a cleansing ritual. So I'll get more into detail about that cleansing ritual throughout the episode. But also, another alarming thing about that, why the fuck are witches always green? Like, normally, when you see a witch, like in movies or the cartoons or pictures, you always see her green. Like, her face is always green. She always looking all ugly and shit. Her hair is always all over her head. And she always got a pointy black ass fucking hat on. And so, I was just curious about that. I'm like, why the fuck, every time you see witches, they're green? What is it about? So, of course, you know, I got on my handy dandy motherfucking Google and started looking it up to try to understand, like, why are witches' faces green? Like, where did this appearance come from? Well, supposedly, I guess, the witches started becoming green from the Wizard of Oz. Like, from the Wizard of Oz, the one with Dorothy. So, before that, witches were never green. But, apparently, let me pull up an article so I can tell y'all exactly when. So basically, according to this article that I read on boingboing.net, it basically said that witches before 1939 were not green, that they in fact were like orange or red to like reflect the same color of like maybe a apple or a poisonous apple. So in 1939, when the Wizard of Oz came out, they painted her face green because it just showed up good on set, like when they was trying to film the movie. They just wanted to like make her look as hideous as possible. So when they put the green paint on, it just really illuminated in the lights and in the camera to just make her look like an evil witch. So I mean, literally, there was no green witches before that, because remember Snow White had came out before Wizard of Oz. And on Snow White, she was ugly, but she wasn't green. Her face was like ugly and white and warty or whatever, and she had on the black cloak, and you know, she had the poisonous apple and shit like that. But you know, after started doing a little bit of research and shit, right, I started wondering. I was like, I wonder, was witches black? And I really think they was. I really think the original witches and wizards were black. And you know, I think a lot of stuff that's going on now with people getting into natural healing and using the herbs and using the incense, I think that we getting back to that. And I think they was trying to kill the witches and the wizards and the sorcerers because they really was, you know, they were the chosen ones. That's how I feel. I'm not really sure. I still need to do some more research. But like, just as me like trying to look up the research about this right now, I ended up like looking more into like the brooms, and they were saying like the witches' brooms, they used to hide their wands inside of the brooms. They used to have their little wands and their sticks, and they would like just stick inside of those thistles and turn it into a broom to hide the wands for when the people was coming and hunting them out. So like literally it was always witch hunches. They was killing all of the witches. It wasn't just witches that was killing, it was wizards, which was the men. And Like, even kids, they was killing that was witches. They was just killing motherfuckers because they was supposed to be healing people. And people had stopped going to the churches and stuff. And they started going to the witch doctors, you know, to be healed. And so I just really associated a lot with, like, black people today. You know, we use a lot of remedies. We always have did a lot of self-healing practices and shit. We've always lit fucking candles. We've always lit incense and put oils on. We've always done that shit. And a lot of times, we don't even know why the fuck we do stuff that we do. It's just like it's been handed down and handed down. So what's even more interesting about this shit, right? What's more interesting about all this shit, as I'm looking shit up, like, just trying to, like, gather more information about the witches, one of the articles came up about the three wise men from the Bible. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the Bible, you know the three wise men was the men that were trying to find Jesus Christ when he was being born. And so they followed the Eastern Star to his location. Well, those three men, they definitely was black, y'all. They was black. One was from, well, supposedly, okay, one was supposed to be Oriental. The other one was like white or whatever color. And then the other one was black. He was from Ethiopia. And so, like, each one of the three wise men, like, were different ages. One was like in his 20s, other in his 40s, other in his 60s. And they said them three wise men going to Christ was symbolic about the different stages of a man and the things that Christ was going to endure. So even the gifts that they brought was symbolic for his death, his resurrection, and his purpose of what he was supposed to be doing. So I think they brought like gold, myrrh, and frankincense, you know. So look more into that. I'm definitely going to look more into that. But yeah, literally those three wise men of the Bible, they were fucking wizards. They were wizards, because that's what you call a wise man. Like, back in the day when they called people wise men, they were like astrologers and scholars, and majority of them were wizards or sorcerers. So that's why they called them wise men. So, like, even then, you know, they had wizards, sorcerers, and all of that. And witchcraft have always been around. But from my understanding, back in the day, like in the biblical times, anybody that studied science was involved in witchcraft and astrology. Like, and it was definitely a necessity to, like, do different things that need to be done in the world. Like, so they could know the harvest times, so they could know, like, so that they had help with keeping calculations and time and things like that. So the wise men or the scholars / sorcerers / wizards, they were responsible for, like, record keeping and shit. So, like, it's real fascinating though how, like, in America, well, most of us that are Americans, we kind of look at things in a biblical standpoint, and we just kind of, like, think, like, that some of the shit that was happening, that's happening now, didn't happen then. So, like, we think witches is just mythical, and it would be like, oh, I don't believe in witchcraft, I don't believe in this. But, like, shit, even in the Bible, they was talking about it then, how it does exist. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. But anyways, yeah, back to what I was saying last night. Sorry, man, I went to sleep. But yeah, back to this witchy situation. I just, me personally, you know, growing up, I always, like, you know, was into the Bible and stuff. Like, when I was young, I grew up Jehovah's Witness, but I didn't grow up, like, as a baptized witness, so it's a difference. Like, the baptized witnesses was a lot more strict, you know, they didn't really do shit, they didn't really get outside like that. But, like, when I was young, my mother has always studied with Jehovah's Witnesses, so, like, anytime we would pray to Jehovah, you know. Anytime, like, we went to a church, we would go to a Kingdom Hall. So, like, we've tried going to different churches before. It just really wasn't a thing that my mother thought was the truth, you know. So we always have, you know, had Jehovah in our life, you know. So coming up, I try to, like, stick to that. You know, go to the Kingdom Hall. Like, I was an unbaptized publisher and shit like that for a minute. And I still, you know, I still have respect for Jehovah's Witnesses. It's a lot of things that I feel like that I would never have learned if I wouldn't have started studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. Like, they showed me how to be loyal, how to be dedicated, how to, like, read that Bible and try to, like, understand it, like, start breaking down some things to understand. So, like, if I would have never sat down and studied with a Jehovah's Witness, I would never, like, have, like, any type of foundation of spirituality at all. However, the more, like, the older I get, the more shit that I have questions about, and I'm not really trusting of, like, just taking somebody else's word for it and not doing research. So, like, I feel like a lot of shit that they told us was bad wasn't really bad. Like, they always told us, oh, witchcraft is bad, you know, don't fuck with witches. Or, like, because even with Jehovah's Witnesses, we was always told that you're not supposed to light candles, you're not supposed to light incense. It's just certain things that you're not supposed to do because it's associated with false religion. But me being black and looking into, like, my ancestry and shit like that, a lot of stuff our ancestors did, and even they did in the Bible. So I'm like, well, why the hell can't I light an incense when they lit incense in the Bible? Like, you know, they lit incense when they had the altar. So they're like, oh, no, you ain't supposed to do that now. You know, so it's just like a lot of stuff. Now I do my own research and I'm not so judging as to, like, other people's religion, only because I feel like nobody really know. Nobody really know. We all just got to have faith in something and that be true, you know. So what's true to one person may not be true to another person, because, you know, even in the Bible it tell, you know, he does the picking. So, like, sometimes that's what people supposed to be believing in. Sometimes that's where people supposed to stand. So, like, I don't know. I just know, like, anytime America, especially, like, these film industries and shit, put their little hands and twist on it, it's always perverted into some other shit. Like who the fuck had told them people that witches were green? You know, like, why does a witch need to be motherfucking green? And, like, yeah, they said they did it for movie purposes, but ever since then, you know, they pretty much branded that witch look. Ever since then, the Wizard of Oz is the reason why we associate green with witches. You know what I'm saying? Why we associate them pointy ass hats with witches riding off in the night, you know, with witches. But, you know, but what was I finna say? Sorry, y'all, I'm trying to get through this traffic. Damn, what was I finna say? Oh, yeah. You know, they did the same thing with fucking, you know, Christmas. All of these years, you know, they have been having Santa Claus as a pope. Santa Claus is a pope all these years. And I did an episode about this. So, y'all want to go ahead and check out that episode. It's called, it's something about Christmas. Goddamn, I don't know the name of it. But I did the Christmas episode and I talked about that. Like, you know, Santa Claus. Before Santa Claus became this big, fat, jolly white man, he was a fucking pope. He was a pope. And it was Santa Claus. So it was like Saint. So it's Santa Claus. And he dressed in his big ass cloak clothes. You know what I'm saying? And he looked like a pope. Then all of a sudden, when Coca-Cola put their twist on shit, branded it and marketing things, now Santa Claus is fat, jolly with red cheeks. And, you know, that same image that you see, that has been associated with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola created that look, that image. So it's been, like, conditioned into our mind that Santa Claus is fat and jolly. And, you know, it's just a lot of shit like that. And then just, like I said, a lot of times if you look back at all of the history, and even if you, like, look at places all across the world, somehow, some way, black people get associated with that shit. Just not in America. Because, like, in Germany during Christmas, you know, they wear blackface. And they do Demacus, or however you say his name, Demacus. And Demacus, it was the dog they had before the motherfucking reindeer. So they wear blackface and, like, they wear blackface or whatever. And it's supposed to be, like, them imitating, like, a nigga. You know what I'm saying? They do this every year in Germany. And so they also said that Demarcus was not just a dog. It's so many myths, like in stories. They said Demarcus was also a slave boy. Like, remember how they had Santa's elves and Santa's little helpers? So that's who the fuck Demarcus was. So yeah, it's just like a lot of shit. I really don't trust and believe until I do my own research. And so, like, now, you know, after doing fucking research and shit like that, and witches, I think a lot more people are starting to get into that now, get more into astrology, get more into witchcraft and things of that nature, or the quote-unquote voodoo and shit like that. But I'm gonna break more of that shit down too in my next episode, because I started doing research on that. I started doing research on that because, like I said, like, everything that we associate with being bad has been, like, told to us was bad by America. And I really don't trust them, because they don't tell the truth about slavery. They don't tell the truth about Black history. They don't tell the truth about laws, the Constitution, like, anything. So, like, why should we be so trusting that something is bad until we do our research to see what is bad with it? Now, am I going to be out here with a abracadabra stick and a little crystal ball and shit? Hell no. I'm not. But I will, like, try to, like, get some understanding of things before I just be like, oh, this is bad and I'm not doing this. Like, I really don't know anymore. I'm not one of them people that's going to act like, oh, I got it all figured out. Ain't no confusion in me. Shit, I am confused. I am confused as to, like, what is real and what ain't, because, like, society has built it that way. You know, what is bad is good and what is good is bad. And so I do feel like I have my own principles and morals that I fucking stand on. But the fact of the matter is, like, shit, none of us gonna have the answers to what is really real until this time come to an end of things. And then we're like, damn, all this time, this is what's real. And it remind me of that movie, man. I told y'all this, like, shit, when I first started podcasting. That movie fucking 11-11-11. Man, that movie was good as hell. Y'all gotta watch it. All right, so peep game, this is what the movie about. So 11-11-11, right? It's these two brothers. They live in Spain. All right. One of the brothers was, like, good. The other brother was bad because he really didn't like going to church. He really wasn't really, like, religious like that. And so his parents sent him to America. So he grew up in America. The other brother stayed in Spain and became a priest and, you know, was just like a good civilian type motherfucker, you know. So the brother that grew up in America, I'll just call him TJ or some shit. So TJ, the one that grew up in America, he just was successful. Like, he had a good job and shit, you know, got some money, like, was living in New York and shit like that. So this one particular day, he had got into a car accident. Like, he got into a really, really, really bad car accident. And he came out of that accident without a scratch. So after that, all type of weird shit started happening. And the doctor was asking him, like, do he believe in God? And he was like, it was just luck, you know. He was like, man, you know, you need to thank God. Like, he's like, nah, it's just luck, you know. He wasn't trying to hear none of that shit. So anyways, after that shit happened, his dad called him or whatever, and he like his brother called him and was like, hey, dad's dying, we need you to come home. He like, what? He like, yeah, he's dying, you know, you gotta come home. So when he come home, like, he go see his dad on his deathbed. All type of weird shit start happening in Spain. But anyways, long story short, because I know y'all probably never gonna see this movie, so I'm gonna just tell y'all, but y'all should try to watch it. But anyways, long story short, all of this shit start happening spiritually. When a brother TJ get back to Spain, a lot of shit, more shit start happening spiritually. So then he started, like, converting. He started believing in God. He really started believing in God. And so, like, he getting ready to pass on. Like, he getting ready to, like, he's on the cliff. And his brother's supposed to help him, like, from getting off of the cliff. And then come to find out, his brother ended up killing him. His brother, the one that was the priest and all into God and into church, he was the devil. And all of this time, everybody thought he was the saint, he was the chosen one, he was the good one, and he was doing what was right, but he was the fucking devil, and his brother was the right one. Shit was crazy. It was a good little mind twister, made me think of the story Cain and Abel. It was good, but, you know, I just, the point of me telling y'all that story is that sometimes we see things because that's what we want to see. We're not really seeing the reality of what shit really is. We see what we want to see and what we've been conditioned to believe. And I just personally feel like we shouldn't be passing judgment on things that we really just don't know the truth about. Like, we don't. But don't listen to me, y'all, because I ain't got all the motherfucking answers. I'm still just trying to figure shit out my goddamn self. But yeah, you know, that was my little rant or whatever. But yeah, hope everybody have a nice, wonderful fucking work week. I'm finna get up off of here. I'm actually commuting my way to fucking work right now. Right now. And I got another episode coming up that I want y'all to listen to. Quite a few, actually. I did an episode with a therapist, and we talked about mental health awareness. And we also talked about the Aaron Hernandez documentary. So I want y'all to really tune in and listen to that one. The therapist's name is Kiana. And then I did another episode about the Free People of Color. You know, I really want y'all to check out that one about the Free People of Color and the breakdown of the Creole Nation and the Cajuns and all of that shit. It's a lot of dope ass information in that episode as well. And I also did another episode about Corin Gaines, you know, and a lot of you probably know who Corin Gaines is, but some of you may not. You know, Corin Gaines was the young lady from Baltimore that got killed by the police on Facebook Live. She had a standoff with the police on Facebook Live, and Facebook ended up like cutting off her page and shit. So yeah, I'm gonna talk a little bit about that case because I think there's a lot of shit about her situation that people don't understand, like that impacted like what's going on with Facebook now. So yeah, tune in, y'all. Thank y'all. Tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your granddaddy to keep listening to the Queen Quamo podcast. Have a wonderful work week. Make sure if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, to check out my people, House of Beauty Miss Cutie, at the Washington Square Mall. I love y'all. I'm out.